Gather round for a ghost story about the Louisiana vampire Jacques Saint Germain. Many will argue that the most notorious vampire was Dracula, or perhaps his real-world counterpart, Vlad the Impaler. But what of the famed New Orleans haunt, the Count of Saint Germain? As the story goes, sometime in the early 20th century, a handsome bachelor arrived in New Orleans. He set up residence in the heart of the city, and it wasn't long before the mysterious newcomer was a local celebrity. According to his friends, he went by Jacques Saint Germain. Jacques was adored for his magnetism, affluence, and the lavish parties he threw at his stately home. He claimed to be the descendant of Comte de Saint-Germain, the noteworthy alchemist, magical practitioner, and companion of King Louis XV. Although most partygoers doubted his boasts, assuming their host suffered from an overactive ego, people couldn't ignore the resemblance between Jacques and the late magician. Soon the rumors began to swirl. Perhaps Jacques isn't a descendant of Saint Germain, but is Saint Germain himself. But nobody actually cared if Jacques was an immortal being because everybody loved him. After all, he had excellent style and hosted the best social gatherings, praised for his elaborate dinner parties, where he served only the best and most lavish foods. Jacques himself was a picky eater, however. In fact, nobody ever saw him eat a crumb of anything, not even once. And when it came to drinking, Jacques only had a taste for red wine. He preferred a special reserve from France, or maybe it was Transylvania? It's hard to say. Jacques had lived in many places and learned many languages. One would think he was 400 years old, not the 40 that he claimed. Despite Jacques' popularity in New Orleans, everything shifted during one dark and stormy evening. While most of the city was fast asleep, a woman's cries tore through the night. According to onlookers who arrived to help, a woman had fallen from Jacques' outdoor balcony. But when the police asked for her version of the story, she claimed it wasn't an accident and that she had jumped. Now, the woman was frantic, insisting that Jacques tried to bite her neck and drink her blood. But authorities were more inclined to side with the homeowner. You see, Jacques was a well-loved face about town, and she was an intoxicated, hysterical woman. Police told Saint Germain that when he had time to come down to the station and make a statement. But Jacques never showed up. And when police arrived at his house to investigate, the man was nowhere to be found. Police searched the home and rifled through Jacques' possessions, looking for any clue as to where he might have gone. Eventually, officers stumbled upon his wine collection. Everyone knew Jacques loved red wine, but when the bottles were uncorked, investigators noticed a metallic odor wafting from the inside, the scent of blood. News spread quickly about Saint Germain's unusual taste in wine, which led to all sorts of speculation about the missing bachelor. According to those who attended his elite party circuit, one of Jacques' many boasts was that he had discovered the elixir of immortality. Perhaps there was more truth to his claim than anyone thought to believe. Over the years, New Orleans residents have claimed that Jacques Saint Germain never left the city, and even today still roams the busy streets. He's been nicknamed the Louisiana Vampire, and his former home at 1039 Royal Street has become a local landmark and point of interest for ghost hunters, magic makers, and would-be alchemists. But what do you all think? Do you think he really was the vampire that everyone thought he was? Was he some wannabe, a mortal man like you or I who simply wanted to be a vampire and so drank blood? Or do you think this is all simply a story? A story meant to entertain those around the campfire. Be sure to let me know. However, remember this when making your decision. There's a kernel of truth to every legend.